Good morning. In this past week's daf was daf lamliches in Maseches Pesachim, second perek. In order to understand the sugya on lamliches, we just have to remind ourselves a little bit of the Gemara on lamavavam base. Okay, we're going to discuss for shlokas shayla the Gemara on daf lamliches, but let's see over here. On that lambid vav omi beis. Mordechai vav omi talks about Maisa Sheni. And on an alpha son that's Machares, he brings a glila and Bikiva, whether one could use Maisa Sheni to be. From matzah that's from made out of tefillah from Ma'aser Sheni. Basically, Haglili learned the pasuk lechem oini. He dashes that it has to be lechem that's nechal baninus. Ma'aser Sheni, the pasuk lechat ba'oini mimenu. Mefurish in the pasuk is an iser to eat Ma'aser Sheni baninus. So, of the pasuk of Yidashen lechem oini, that means matzah has to be something that could be nechal baninus. So you can't use Ma'aser Sheni. Because we saw Darshan's Lechem Oini, Lechem Oni Ksiv, Poskus commenting Ma'aser Sheni, the Kree, Oin Mavdom Harbe. Now the Gemara on Omer Beis over here is a braisa as follows. The Sanya Yochol Yetze Odom Yidei Chavosa Bikurim. Right? The Gemara here talks about Ma'aser Sheni versus Bikurim. Yochol yetzei odem nechevosu bebikurim tamer loymar b'chol meshveiseichem toichlu matzis. Anu drosha. B'chol meshveiseichem toichlu matzis. The Gemara learns from over there. I mean, Poshad and Pasuk Kavad is telling us that the din matzah is b'chol meshveiseichem. However, the Gemara dashes from over there that meshveiseichem is a condition in matzah also. Matzah nechelis b'chol meshavis. That what kind of matzah could you be yaitzir a mitzvah? That's dafka is the matzah which could be nechal b'chol meshavis, could be eaten anywhere. Yotzu bikurim she'ena nechal b'chol meshavis el b'Yerushalayim. So we might not posik that if the matzah is made out of material ingredients, that it's Mokim, the place where it could be eaten, is restricted. So you can't use it because it's not Necha B'chol Meshavis, Bikurim. If the matzah is made out of Bikurim, since Bikurim is only Nechal, Bishulayim, now I'm talking about Tatar Koyin, like we saw in the Mishnah, right? That the Truma, right? Chal is Bikurim is only Nechal to Koyin. However, he would be Yetzi. The problem over here is that it's truma could be eaten anywhere, so, right? So you don't have this problem. But Bikurim is limited to be Nechal only Birushalayim, and therefore Rabbi Kiva says that were one to make matzahs out of tfua from Bikurim, even if he's a kohen, he's not Yetzi, because this can't be Nechal b'chol moshav, as the pasuk says. B'chol moshav zechem toichlu matzahs, that becomes a condition in the matzah itself. It has to be matzah necha b'chol meshavis. Let the Bryson continues. Yochol shani moitzi af maisa sheni. If so, then the charu should be maisa sheni also. Because maisa sheni is also only nechal in Yerushalayim. Now right away Rashi over there tells us that's true to a certain degree. But we know that halacha is that there's a din pidyon. That if you have ma'aser sheni, avada as is, you can't eat it out of Yerushalayim, but you could be paid it. Transfer the kedusha onto the money. You bring the money to Yerushalayim, you buy things in Yerushalayim. And the original produce of ma'aser sheni could be eaten out of Yerushalayim once you paid it. Yeah? So the truth is that Ma'aser Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim doesn't have this limitation. The Brais over here, which says that, well, if there's a halach of B'chol Meshavis, it can only be Yetzi, but something you could eat anywhere, it should follow the Ma'aser Sheni also not. So Rashi, Af Ma'aseh Shem B'Yerushalayim. We're talking about Ma'aseh Shem which made its way into Yerushalayim already. On that Rashi says, Hoyel V'Enei Nechel B'Chol Moishavos Me'ato. At this point, when it already came into Yerushalayim, now it can't be eaten anywhere. Mishavilu Yerushalayim Shuv'Enei Yochel L'Chal Lechel B'Chol. Once it brings to Yerushalayim, then you can't be poyed anymore to eat it outside. Kedamim Seches Makis Mechitza Likloit Midrabonon. Where Makis over there tells us that there's a concept of Mechitza Likloit, that the mechitzas of Yerushalayim, once it comes in Yerushalayim, the mechitzas of that mokim are coiled it, it contains it, holds on to it, concerning the halacha of pidyon, that at this point anymore, it's not, you can't take it out and be paid it. Even though if originally you didn't bring it in, you could have been paid it. But once it comes in, then it loses its pidyon ability. The Mishnah called Tom Mechitzis Shuv Einay Nifte. Once the Mechitzis are coiled it, you can't be paid anymore. So that's the issue that Gemara is talking about. That Gemara says, just like we darshan by Bikurim, you can't use Bikurim for Matz because Bikurim is not Necha B'chom Meshavis, only in Shalayim. So by the same token, that Ma'aseh Sheni, once it's brought into Yerushalayim, then it lost its pinyin option, and it should follow, therefore, that you also can't be Yaitse with it. That's the moment saying, Yochol Ashani Moitzi also Ma'aseh Sheni, Tamaloymar, Matzis Matzis Riba. This is the Riba that we saw before, Rikiva, and others use. So then we have a meat of Meshavos, and we have a Riboy of Matzis Matzis. Of them, Fetig Mor, Marlois, Lerabis, Ma'aseh Sheni, Lehoitzi, Bikurim. And then Fetig Mor, you know, how do you know what to pick? They both have the same problem. You have a ribi and have a meat. Why did you pick to be Mamai Bikurim and be Mava Ma'aseh Sheni? And for the Gemara, Ma Bani Ma'aseh Sheni Sheyesh Lehete B'chol Meshavis. Zog the Gemara that the reason why we're Ma Bani Ma'aseh Sheni is because Ma'aseh Sheni does have a Tzad Heter B'chol Meshavis. Kid Rebeli Elozer. We'll see in a minute what that means. Ma'aseh Bikurim Shein Hem Heter B'chol Meshavis. However, Bikurim doesn't have any Heter B'chol Meshavis. So what the Gemara is saying is that Ma'aseh Sheni has Otsad Heter B'chol Moshavis. Even Ma'aseh Sheni, which comes into Yerushalayim, there is a possibility that you could be poydidis and then eat it B'chol Moshavis. So that's why that Ma'aseh Sheni would still be in the category of Necha B'chol Moshavis as a result of this Ribui.
Didn't you say once it goes into Yerushalayim, you can't be poydid?
So we're going to see. Right? The Gemara tells us that there is an option, right? There is a possibility. That's Rebbe Elazar. Who's Rebbe Elazar? Zot Gemara, the Omar Rebbe Elazar. You see that? Minayin le'Ma'aseh Sheni shenit meshepoid noisei afilo b'Yerushalayim. Tamadloy mek le'suchal se'esoy. Rebbe Elazar says that Ma'aseh Sheni, if it's nitmo, you could be poid it even in Yerushalayim. Usually in Yerushalayim, once it comes to Yerushalayim, you can't be poid it anymore. He learns that if it's nitmo, that means it becomes unfit to be eaten. So even though it's ready in Yerushalayim, you could be poid it. How do you know that? Tamlar kloisuchal se'esoy. The Poshpshat of this pasuk is talking about you're far away, right? Ki yachem yumcham ochem, too far. Leisuchal se'esoy, it's too heavy, you have too much, you can't carry it. Right? Then you can be poid it. That's the Poshpshat in the pasuk. But he learns that there's another kavon in the pasuk over here. Leisuchal se'esoy. Ve'ein se'es ela achila. The Lashon Se'es also refers to Achil, Shnemar Vayisa Masis Meis Ponov, by Yosef. Therefore, the tight of the Pasuk is Kolisuch HaSeis, and you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, then the Pasuk says, V'tas HaKesef, then you could be poided. So he learns from over here that there's two options of being poided. Chutz Yerushalayim, you poided, even if it's fit to eat, because Yichak Mimcha HaMokim, difficult to make it here, you could poided. And even in Yerushalayim, you could be paid if it becomes unfit, if it becomes tame. So therefore, what Agamora is saying is that Ma'aseh Sheni, we're talking about, obviously, that, you know, that at this point it's tahor, right? So really calls man that it's tahor, you really don't have the pinyan option. But that's what it means there. But since that what you have over here has in its ability to be eaten b'chol meshavos, that means were to become tameh, then you could be paid it. Right? Now the kedusha is off. Now, sure, now you could take and eat wherever you want, where you want. So that's why ma'aser sheni would be considered necha b'chol meshavos. Right? You see from the Gemara that you need a ribui for that. Right? Otherwise, we wouldn't have used Rebbe Elazar because it's, you know, safe called safe. It's not tomei now. But since we have a ribui, a meat and a ribui, so that tells us to limit what's included in b'chol meshavos, and that tells us that, well, if you could look a little further and find that sad, a possibility that this thing could somehow be eaten b'chol meshavos, then we'll accept that also to be considered necha b'chol meshavos. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, there's a little cheshbon over here. This halacha of mechitza likloit, this halacha that we're dealing with in the first place, why b'chlal do we need a belezer over here? Right? Because the Gemara is going that once you bring it into Yerushalayim, so while it's tahor, you can't apply it anymore, even if you bring it out. That's how the Gemara is going. That's more sense for a belezer, because if it becomes tameh, then you could. Mm-hmm. Right? Now that din, right, as you noticed from Rashi quoting the Gemara in Makis, that's the Gemara definitely talking about Zin Drabonon, right? So Zin Drabonon. So our Gemara over here, I mean, in the Deraisa, there's no such halacha. So in the Deraisa, even if it was brought into Yerushalayim, you know, you can still be paid by bringing it out, right? So you don't have the whole Gemara's problem over here. And if you look in the third Tosfos, this is what Tosfos makes the point. Nira l'ri. You see that Tosfos? Nira l'ri. Tohad ha'israch l'memek Rebbe Elazar. This Gemara needs to bring Rebbe Elazar in order to show us how is it that Ma'aseh b'Yerushalayim is still considered Nechab Chol Meshavos. Gemara needs Rebbe Elazar. If it becomes Tomei, you could be paid it. How do Imechita look like the Raisa? Oh. So Tosfos, that's only if we were to hold that this halacha of klitas mechitzas is the raisa, then with the raisa, the only way you could be paid is by becoming tamei. That's using Rebbe Elazar. Avli mechitzah likla drabonon loy tzorach Rebbe Elazar. But if we were to hold that mechitzah likla is merely drabonon, then we wouldn't need Rebbe Elazar. Dohan echav chomo shavos, because then it would be nechel, simply nechel shavos. Shiochel hoitzil chotzi shalaim v'taisa, you could take it out and be paid it. Okay, that's a point that Tosfos makes over here. All right, and we'll see this will have relevance to our Gemara. All right, so let's hear what, again, the truth is that Rashi is mashma l'chayda nishtazei, right? Rashi tells the Gemara makas over here, mechitz l'chayda drabonon, it would sound like from Rashi that l'chayda Rashi understands that this Gemara over here could work with, even if it's Drabonon, and maybe we'll see why. But Tosfos clearly says that, you know, if you hold this Drabonon, it's in the Raisa, you know, it's smooth to take it out, so then there's no issue over here. It's simple why it's Necha B'chol Meshavos. You don't need Rebbe Elazar. Okay, so this is the Gemara over here that we have. Okay, let's try to remember what this Gemara over here tells us. This Gemara tells us that according to Rebbe Akiva, there's a difference between Bikurim and Ma'aser Sheni. There's a drasha that says that matzah has to be necha b'chol meshavos, has to be able to be eaten all over. Agav, what that all over means is mevuy in the Gemara that it's ba'or Yisrael. Right? It doesn't mean any place. Chutz la'aretz, right? Design, right? It means ba'or Yisrael. Right? All or Yisrael. Right? You'll see from off my sugya, you know, you'd be giving. Right, you see. So there's a condition that matzah has to be necha b'chol meshavos, and that therefore excludes bikurim, because bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni, even though there is such a condition, but Maaser Sheni is in the category of Nechal B'chol Meshavas, the Gemara over here tells us. Why? So after we just saw this Tosfos, right, it really depends on if you hold that Mechitza Liklet is only Drabonon. So it would be simple why Maaser Sheni is Nechal B'chol Meshavas. Right, we'll see, right, whether the fact that today there's a Rabbonon, whether that changes things, that's what comes into our sugya. But as far as this Gemara is concerned, it would seem that this, that the Gemara needs to bring Rabbi Elazar to explain why it's Nech B'chol Meshav, is only called Mechitz Likla is the Raisa. That means that the Raisa calls man its Tor, shine, once you bring it in, that's it. You can't, even if you bring it out, it lost its pigeon option. Only because of Rav Lezer, if it becomes Tomei, then definitely you could be paided. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. All right, that's what we have in the Shidduch of the Gemara.
Okay. What's with Rabbi Yosi Haglili on this?
Rabbi Yosi Haglili has a different din. Rabbi Yosi has a din that being that Maaser Sheni is not Nechal Baninus, so that's Bemaidit. Right? Does he need this drasha or not?
Yeah. What happens with all of this? B'chom Shavuos. What? He has no. Does he hold that it's that? What does he say on this?
Is it relevant according to him? That's what you want to know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It could be, right? Because let's say, what's the din of Bikurim, right? Something more before talks about. Right, we know that is Bikurim Nechal Baninus, right? That's Machlekes Tanoim. But let's say Bikurim was Nechal Baninus, like Trumu, according to that Mando Omer, right? So if that's true, so that means Bikurim won't be Nismite from Nechal Baninus, because it is Nechal Baninus. So he'll need this drasha, like Rabbi Kiva for Bikurim.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And for Maaser Sheni,
he doesn't need it.
And the ability to be Mekama. In other words, as it comes to Maaser Sheni, he doesn't learn B'chol Meshavos at all.
B'chol he doesn't need it. Right? Does he all go on the drasha? So we just said that, you know, it could be relevant for him for other things. Right? But for Maaser Sheni, right, he has his drasha over here. Lechem oini, lechem es nechal baninus. Okay. Now that we have that, let's come to Daf Lamed Ches. Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara Daf Lamed Ches, Rishtokish, clears a shayla concerning this. First, we'll talk about why Rishtokish clears it over here, right? Why is this the place? It should have been back there. But as far as we're concerned, we're putting these two things together, and like this. You see the Gemara over here? Boy, Reb Shimon ben Lokish. You see what that is? It's a little less than halfway down. The last word on the line, on the left-hand side line. Boy, Reb Shimon ben Lokish.
Oh, yeah.
Mahu sheyetzi odim dechivosoi b'chalo shol maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Hear this? We have, let's just try to clarify what the case over here is. You have maaser sheni in Yerushalayim. Okay, that's what we discussed until now, right? Maaser sheni in Yerushalayim. But now what this is that this is chalo. It's chalo, right? So that means that the Isa that your matzah was made out of was hufrosh chalo, given to the kohen, whatever it is, right? He could eat it. Alright? So now what this is chalo of Maaser Sheni. Chalo of Maaser Sheni. Of them, the Gemara's mistapik, could you use this? So the Gemara classifies the shayla first. So according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, there's no shayla. No shayla, definitely cannot use it. Hash to bechulin loy nafik bechalosim miboy. Right, the Gemara says that even if it wasn't chala, as we just discussed before, Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds that maaser sheni, any maaser sheni is nismait because it's not nechal baninus. Right, so that it happens to be now chala of maaser sheni he's not going to make it any better concerning that. It still has, definitely has the halacha. Right, it's interesting that the Gemara seems to make a kal v'chomer out of this, right? I don't know why it's a kal v'chomer. I mean, the din chal l'chor is like like chuma, maybe. I don't know. It's exactly what the Gemara feels. That, you know, saying it's a kal v'chomer. Right? The chor of Pshat Gemara is that you know, mitzad the din of Ma'aseh Sheni, you can't eat it. Right? The fact that it's chal makes it, you know, more of a reason why you can't. Right? Unless it's totally in, you know, in that machlekes over there and has the same din of bikurim. You know what I'm saying? It's fate to see, boy, you can't. I go upon, yeah?
What did you mean by saying, when you say, Mashashani lo necha baninos? You said that, right?
Right, there are persons in oinim. Persons in oinim. The raisa, right? That, you know, when he's mace, right?
Oh.
Right? The raisa is the gavelos of aninos, uh-huh. Right? Right? So he can't eat it. Now, right. And the pasuk says, lechem oini. Rabbi Yosi dashes lechem oini, he those with an ayin, but he dashes with an aleph, right? That has to be lechem that could be eaten baninus. You know, if it's lechem which is limited to be eaten only in a state of simcha is no good, right? The lechem of matzah, right? It's a lechem oini taka, right? Lechem oini, therefore it has to at least have the ability to be eaten in the state of aninus.
Right. And
so ma'aseh sheni
can't
be lechalti ba'oini mimenu. Right, Ma'aseh Sheni, right, can't be eaten by Ninas. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yosi, so that's the Gemara saying over here. So we're clearing the Shaila, and let's say this Ma'aseh Sheni is also Chala. So now the Gemara says, well, I mean, according to Rabbi Yosi, there's no question, because even if it wasn't Chala, right, I mean, Ma'aseh Sheni itself, right, you can't use it for Matzah, because it's not Nechel Baninas. So this Shaila Rish Lakish is not according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We have no Sophic. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's simple, that of course you can't, right? Right, his regular din that Ma'aseh Sheni can't be used for matzah. Of course, then things don't change now that it became chala also. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what it means. Numara says a little bit like lili lo tiboiloch. Kontra basic lili, we have no shaila. Hashto b'chulin lo nafik. That now that we know that even it's chulin, even it wasn't chala, simple Ma'aseh Sheni, you can't use like we just discussed. So b'chalasim mi boy. So definitely, if it's chala, for sure, you can't use it.
Why isn't that a good kal v'chomer?
What was bothering me was what's the kal v'chomer? What's the for sure? What's the for sure?
You're only complicating it further. You made it worse. It's more common. It's got two issues.
But what's the halacha of chala? Could chala be nechel baninus? What do we know about that? We know truma could be nechel baninus. Bikurim miso is a machloikis. What's the halacha of chala? Right, that's the point that I was raising. It could very well be that chala has the same din as truma. It is nechal, right? Right. I mean, that's what it was negeya us. I'm saying, but right. Contra beisek lili, right? Is there such a halacha that by chala you can't be nechal baninus? So if that was true, then I understand. Then like there's like a kavul chayim. I'm saying that there's two reasons why it can't be nechal baninus, right? Right. But I just don't. Then I'm not so clear about this. That whether that's true. Right, you know, truma we saw definitely is necha baninus. Right, bikurim is machlokes. Right, so you know what the that was the point of the question. Maybe someone could
embarrass. More for sure, reading as a kal v'chomer.
That's what mboy means, right?
That means like, what do we need to discuss the shaila? It's not shaila because it's already.
But I mean, okay, this is what mboy means. Hash to b'chulin. Right, chalosi mi boy.
Why do we have to ask a shiloh? It's already because it's Ma'aseh Sheni. It's out of the question.
Okay. I mean, the Pasha Lei Limura seems to be saying that as a kal v'chomer, right? As we're asking that it's not in the kal v'chomer. It's who I didn't, you know. But the same token, not anymore. Okay. But that upon. But what the Limura is saying, definitely understand is that there's no room to clear the shiloh. Ki tiboy chali alib Rebbe Akiva. The shiloh, the mokum to clear the shiloh is contra Rebbe Akiva. V'chulun hu d'nofik. By chulin, yoyitzin, like we said in the sugi before, why the imitamu yeshlan had to be myshavos? Because we said according to Bikiva, why was it that Ma'aseh Sheni could be used according to Bikiva? Because Ma'aseh Sheni he doesn't have the joshua of aninus, right? So he's okay. I concerning the joshua of Meshavis, so we just discussed that it is Oiska Halton, fits into the care of Nech Meshavis, because the Ima Tamalein, Yeshna hetem mishavos. If it becomes tamei, then it could be eaten. So therefore, this is in the category of necha b'chol mishavos. What's the shaila over here? Oh, this is where the point comes in. Now that it's chalos in rekiva, it's going to make things more difficult. Aval chalo. But now that this thing is chalos, imetamya less lehetem b'mishavos. Let's think about this. Right now you have Maaser Sheni, right? Chala of Maaser Sheni. That's what this is. Maaser Sheni, this was Chala, right? So this piece, this mat over here has two shames, Maaser Sheni and Chala. Now, where it is right now, the Chtohor, right? So you can't eat this. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim, right? As far as that's concerned, Machal is not Nechal Chol Moshavos. That the Mara told us, well, no, it's considered Nechal Moshavos because, let's say it will become Tomei. It will become Tomei. That is now it's not fit to be eaten. So then you could be paided, and by being paided, so now you could eat that ma'aser sheni because you took off the kedushas ma'aser sheni. Right? That's what we want to discuss till now. But the Gemara says one second. But now that it's chalo, so you're not going to be able to eat it because the halacha is that chalo which becomes tamei like truma is not edible. Right? So being paided is not going to help you to eat it. Right? You maybe keep paid in the first place, right? But you know you're not going to. Right, you're not going to be able to eat it. It's so it's vital not nechel. So l'chora, the fact that these things, two things come together, l'chora should make it that it's not nechel b'chol moshavos. That's what the Gemara is saying. Avol chalo, now that this is also chalo, di'i mitamyo lesle hetem b'moshavos, because if it becomes tomei, it doesn't have hetem b'moshavos. L'shreifa ozlom. Right, then it's going to be burnt. Loinofik. So that's why over here, maybe you're not yetzah. Maybe even according to Rekiva, because Rekiva definitely has the drosha that has to be necha b'chol moshavos, and the Gemara is saying that l'chayra if this is chalom, so it's going to lose that option, that way of becoming nechal b'moshavos, because by becoming tamei mitzad the truma shaboy, the chalom shaboy, it's not going to be able to be nechal. Oydil mozot Gemara amrinon. Maybe there's a svara to say hoyil v'iluloi kora alei shem. Since if he would not have made it into chalo, v'itmi, and it became tomei, if they had meshovos v'nofik bo, then you would be able to yaitze hashdinami nofik. The peltic is for the Gemara says a svar. Listen to this svar. The Gemara says what the Gemara calls a hoyel. There's a svar from a hoyel over here that being that if you would not have been kairishem, if you would not have made it chalo, so then it would have been. So now the fact that it is chala doesn't take it away from being considered necha b'chol moshavos. Right? A little hard for it to understand, you know, how such a thing works. But let's right now just make the cheshbon something more, and then we'll speak a little bit what the Achrayim talk about over here, how to understand this. Right? But the Gemara has some kind of hoyel over here, right? And the hoyel that the Gemara is saying is that being that if you would not have been kodesh shem chala on it, then it would have been nechal b'chol moshavos. So it's still considered nechal b'chol moshavos even now. I guess one piece we could already say now, right? Which Achrayim talk about is. That how do you understand the drosha of necha b'chol moshavos? There's a requirement necha b'chol moshavos, right? That's the drosha over here. Is that condition that the matzah has to have on it a halacha? You have to have the actual ability to eat it b'chol moshavos. Is that simply what it sounds like, right? I mean, you know, could I eat this anywhere or not? Right? That's what I have to deal with. Right. If that's the pshat, then it's taka very hard, right? Because, you know, how's this hoyel going to happen if I wouldn't have? But today it has a shem chala on it, and shayin, that's it. I don't have the afshorus. You know, what would have and could have been, how does that help me? Right? So therefore, it would seem to me that the first step over here is that this din of necha b'chol moshavos, right, is what we call just a simen to what kind of ingredients could be used, right? That means that it's not an actual halacha that I check. Could I eat it? What it's saying is that the ingredients of matzah have to be from something that has a din to be necha b'chol meshavis. That's the more thing. See, even though if actually, for some reason, I can't, but if mitzad the ingredients that it's made of, it could, then it still can. Then it reaches. It has a requirement of necha b'chol meshavis. Meaning to say that what's this? This is meiser and challah, right? So the truth is meiser mitzad atzmoi. Is necha b'chol meshavos. Chal mitzad atzmoi is also necha b'chol meshavos. It happens to be, in this case, they come together. And since they come together, so they play on each other, and it prevents the actuality of eating b'chol meshavos. So if what this condition is, a condition in the ingredients, more than a condition in the actual ability, then we can hear where the gemara is coming from. Right? That's what I need. These taka ingredients are the kind of thing. That's what it means. Hoyle korolov, right? What I'm saying that, you know, don't look at it that the way they're coming to me. This happens to be, you know, how do you call it? You know, it happens to come together, right? This is what we call, you know, in the lumens, it's grada also, but it's not betzem also. Right? Yeah.
Coexisting.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm saying the ingredients that it's made out of are things which are really necha b'chol meshavos. Right? It happens to be that they're coinciding now, so that's why it is like that. But it doesn't change what the intrinsic property of the ingredients are. Right? That's the point. Right? So if this condition of b'chol meshavos is a condition in the ingredients, then we're not really interested in what is the befoil, right? Unfortunately, talk about, let's say a person asks it, you know, person, you know, asks it, neder, right? So now it's not nechel, you know, he asks this, you know, I can't eat this, you know, out of, whatever, right? So it's the same thing, right? I mean, that doesn't become the dinim of the ingredients, right? That just happens, you know, happens to be like that for, you know, for sard reasons, right? So that would be, it would seem that's the basis of this gemara, right?
But you say you see that before the hoyle, you see that in Maisa Sheni Alein, because Maisa Sheni, it's right now tzar. Right now in practice, I wouldn't be able to eat this outside Yerushalayim. It's only if it becomes tamei that I then could eat it outside Yerushalayim if I'm poydet. But it's the din is even before it becomes tamei and before I'm poydet, I could still it still has a din of necha b'chol meshavos. No.
Could be. Rashi. You saw the Rashi speaks out in the Gemara a little bit later that in that case, you don't need a hoyle, right? Rashi says that's a step better, right?
No, now this is before the hoyle.
What?
This is before the hoyle. This is before the hoyle in.
Well, so I was explaining what you know what the hoyle does, right? Okay, but
you
could be right. You could be right. You could be right. What you're saying. The truth is, you see that this svara, what I was saying, you know, I'm saying that it's just the beginning because this svara is so good that, you know, it makes the Gemara, the Trehoy, a little bit hard, you know. But this would seem to be the haschol over here. Okay. Let's see. Okay, but let's hold the cheshbonis, right? And you know, the exact lomdish, you know, we'll have to see if we could put it in. Back upon. Okay, so this is the Gemara. So, Nochamol, the Gemara says, we're clearing a shaila. Chal of Maaseh Sheni. That means you have Maaseh Sheni, and on top of that, it's chal. So the Gemara, of course, according to her, basically, Lili, that any Maaseh Sheni is no good. There's nothing to talk about over here. Right? The fact that it's chal doesn't make things better. So we're clearing according to the man, the Omer that holds that regular Maaseh Sheni, you could use it. Rabbi Kiva. And that the Gemara says, well, according to Rabbi Kiva, even Maaseh Sheni could have been excluded from Kol Moed Shavuos. The only reason why it wasn't excluded is because of the ability that it had, the ability that you had to be paid if it becomes tame, right? In this case over here, if it becomes tame, you can't eat it because it's truma. Now let's just, right now, or Zot the Gemara, the other side, right? That's this hoil that the Gemara says that over here, that even over here, I could still consider it in the category of Necha B'chol Meshavos, Zot the Gemara, because if you wouldn't have been Kair Hashem, then it could have been Necha B'chol Meshavos. And the direction of this far is like we just discussed before. Now, there's a Tosfos over here, which brings once again into the discussion over here the din of Mechita Liklei Deraisa or Drabon. So Tosfos, the second Tosfos. Aber Chalos Edim Metamia. You see, Tosfos, so Tosfos, Zua Sugi Kmand Om Mechita Liklei Deraisa. Tosfos seemingly says, similar to what he said over there in Lamehe on base, this Sugya is going to Mechita Liklei Deraisa. The image Rabbanon, well, if it would have been Rabbanon, yesh lo hetem eshavos. It has a hetem eshavos, even b'tayra. The yotz l'chus k'mechitz and niftis afil tohoira. Zog Tosfos as a, that, like we mentioned before, the original need for Rebbe Lezer, right? What's Rebbe Lezer? Rebbe Lezer is the one who says that it becomes Nechal v'Meshavos when it becomes Tomei, right? And that presents its problem over here. Well, if that's your tzad, to be Nechal v'Chomosh when it becomes Tomei, well, now it's Chalo, so if it's Tomei, it's not going to help you, right? But without Rebbe Lezer, if you didn't need Rebbe Lezer, if you were to hold that Mechitza Likloit is all Drabonim, in the Derayin Siddika level, even when it's Torah, it's in here now, okay, fine, bring it out and be paid it. Right? So that means you can even pay the betayra, so you don't run into tuma issues. If so, so the fact that it's chala, right, doesn't make any problems, so you don't have the shayla. So that's what Tosfos is saying, that lachar, this gemara over here is going that mechitza liklat is the raisa, so the din the raisa is, therefore, that calls man its tor, there's no etza. Right? So you need it to become Tomei. You need Rebbe Lezer's din. You need it to become Tomei in order b'chlal to even be poydim mitzad the Ma'aseh Sheni. And that's what I'm saying. Well, since it's Chala, so you have the problem. Once it becomes Tomei, that's what Tosfos is saying. So far as Tosfos sounds like it's, you know, agreeing to what Tosfos said right before. Tosfos goes further. Inami. Or else, oh, Tosfos, no, maybe we don't need to say this. Kivam d'midrabonon ein lahem pidiyo. So Tosfos, oh no, maybe not. That even if the halacha is merely drabonon, but being that practically speaking today that there is a din drabonon, and with drabonon you can't be paid the kol zman that it's tor, so that therefore you can't the option bringing it out is not going to make it Necha B'chomoy Shavos, because being that today the halacha is after the Rabbanan instituted this din, that you can't be paid it, so they'll affect it today that it's not considered Necha B'chomoy Shavos in the Tyre stage, and therefore only Betoma, and that's why the Shail will be, even if you hold Mechit Likulat Rabbanan. Now the truth is that this is seems to be, unfortunately, talk about the uses of to the famous Shaila, whether Din and Rabbonon, what effect they have on the Deraisa. Right? Possibly this Tosfos, you know, is getting involved in that Shaila. I mean, they do direct this Tosfos to that raid. But what we just want to raise the question over here that unfortunately talk about between these two Tosfos and that Lachara, I mean, the Tosfos before seems to have been pretty sure that only if you hold Mechitza Liklei Deraisa necessitates Rebbe Lezer, right? In the Tumo. This Tosfos over here seems to have another possibility that even Rabbonon, today there's Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon will have an effect. And since Rabbonon say that you can't eat a B'taira, so it's not Nechal B'meshoves in the Taira stage, only B'Tumo.
Because they removed the Pidyon option?
Yeah. Right, Rabbanon would be an option. But to the question that we're asking over here is that there seems to be a stira in the two Tosfos, in because right. This Tosfos has an option in Rabbanon, that Tosfos not.
Right.
Before we can talk about this, I think Marsha says that it's not a stira because we're really discussing two different options, two different points. The sugi before over there was dealing with the psukim. That's what that sugi was dealing with, right? The Gemara is dealing with the psukim, how you arrange the psukim. There's a pasuk b'chol ma'ishavos, right? And that's memayit bikurim, and that's not memayit ma'isusheni. On that maros. So if you're dealing with the psukim, so then definitely you have to deal with the deraisa because the drabon doesn't exist. you know, in the psukim themselves. But psukim don't deal with dinim drabonon, they're going to come later. So that's why Tosfos says that before, that that sugi definitely has to be going, that mechitza liklat is a din deraisa, so to need Rebbe Lezer, right? The Gemara brings in care of Lezer. What do you need Rebbe Lezer for, right? You just bring it out and be paid. So that's why Tosfos says over here. Over here, this is a halacha question over here, right? The sugi over here. That's why Tosfos is saying that halacha, today there's such a drasha, you need to be necham shavus. So now I have to deal with the way it is halacha. Maybe Zoktosis could be even if it's merely Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon play a role in the practical halacha. Boy Rish Lokish, what's the halacha? Right, that's what Tosis is saying away. Okay? Okay. Okay, so now let's hear over here. According to the first lotion in the Gemara, this is the Shailam. A Sophic and Shitz Rabbi Kiva, what's the halacha? Maaseh Sheni, Chal of Maaseh Sheni. Do you say this hoyl? Let's go a step further. Zot gemorum, ike daamri. Hovat eloi tiboylach. There's an ike daamri. Others say that this was not Rish Lakish Shailam. Hovat eloi tiboylach. There's no question here. Devadai amrinon hoyel. That definitely, to say hoyel, we have no problem to say a hoyel. Definitely we would say a hoyel. Ki tiboylach, the Shailam was with another piece, a little more complicated case. Okay, Zot Gemara. The Shaila is Chalo Halokuach Bekesef Ma'aseh Sheni. You hear what we have over here? Let's say person had Peres Ma'aseh Sheni in Chutz La'aretz, right? Too heavy, whatever. He was paid on this. He brings up the cash, right? Brings up the Kesef. The halacha is that now you buy certain things that are you're allowed to buy with Ma'aseh Sheni and eat that in Yerushalayim. So he comes and he buys a matzah. This matzah is made, is challah, is a challah, right? So that means this is lokuach. This matzah that he has on itself kedushas ma'aseh sheni because it's lokuach, because that's how it works, right? Back in chutz la'aretz, right? You machal the kedusha onto the money. When you go to Yerushalayim, you buy it, the kedusha transfers the money onto the whatever you bought. So now this matzah that you're eating now has Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni on it. You'll see why it's Lokuach. Lokuach, we'll see, has a little bit different din than the actual Ma'aseh Sheni itself. So it's Lokuach Ma'aseh Sheni, which is Chal. Okay? That's what we're dealing with right now. Zot Gemara, right? But we still have to localize the Shiloh because the room to clear this Shiloh more so than what we've been discussing till now. And as we're saying that if it was the actual Ma'aseh Sheni itself, which was Chaloh, that's no Shiloh. Definitely we would say this Hoyel, the Eloi Korah Leishem, then it would be good. It would be considered Necha B'chomer Shavos. But we're discussing if it's Lokuach from Kesef Ma'aseh Sheni. Why is that different? Zot Ma'azeh. Alibo, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yik. I'm sorry, it's the Gemara. Valib Rabbonon lo tiboyloch. According to the Rabbonon, we'll see this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon lo tiboyloch. Kivan de Amri Yiftem Hainu Maiser. According to the Rabbonon, we'll see in a minute that there's a machlokes over here whether there is a pigeon option at all on Lokuach from Maiser Sheni. Alright? Something which is Lokuach. Whether you could be paid to that at all, right? In any scenario, right? Even noch Rebbe Lezer, right? Is it paidable? Does it have the same din of Ma'aseh Sheni? That whenever you can be paid Ma'aseh Sheni, you could also be paid to something which is bought from Mois Ma'aseh Sheni, or not? So Zoltimor, according to the Rabbanon, they hold that Lokuach Ma'aseh Sheni has the same din as Ma'aseh Sheni itself. So fine, so then whatever we just said, as far as Ma'aseh Sheni, will help Lagabi this. No question. Kivin the Amri Yifte, since the Rabbanon Holy can be poida, Hainu Ma'aseh. So Sheni has the same thing as Ma'aseh itself, right? And if we're going that Ma'aseh is no question, because you say Hoyel, so this will have the same halacha. Kiti Boiloch, where is the Shiloh? When is the Shiloh? Live Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Yikover. Who holds Yikover? Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have Lokua for Ma'aseh Sheni, which becomes unfit to eat, then you stuck. Right? You can't be paid it. This nan. Halakhov kesef maaseh sheni shenitmo yifte. Tanakhama holds fine, yifte, right? Just like Maaseh Sheni itself, the fact that it's called Maaseh Sheni, same thing. Behuda Yikover. Now Behuda says, no, Yikover, because there's no more pidyon option anymore. So Zochti Gemara, that we're clearing our Shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So you hear what we have over here? We have Maaseh Sheni. We have Lokuach for Maaseh Sheni. That's what this is over here. It's Lokuach for Maaseh Sheni. And it's Chala. So tomorrow, Mi Amrinon Hoyo Vi'i Loy Lokuach Have. Do we say, first of all, one Hoyel Vi'i Loy Lokuach Have, if it wouldn't have been Lokuach? Right? This is using, this is the new Hoyel that we have for this situation. If it was not Lokuach, if it's not Lokuach, then it will be pigeonable. Secondly, V'hoyel V'loy Kora Leshem, if you wouldn't have been Kora Leshem, me, they actually had to make Shavis V'nofik Bey. Hashnami Nofik Bey. The Gemara is saying over here, see, what we need over here is, like we'll see in a minute in the Gemara, right? I'll speak on the second side. I dimo chad hoyel amrin, tre hoyel amrinan. The Gemara is going that we said in the previous case when it's actual Maaseh Sheni, the Gemara that there's no Shaila. Definitely we'll say a Hoyel. But in this case over here, you need to utilize simultaneously two Hoyels over here. Right? And the reason for that is because since we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Lokuach Maaseh Sheni can't be Poedit, so it doesn't help me to say that first Hoyel that, well, if it would have been Tomei, I could have been paid it, right? That's not going to help me. I know it's fine. The first hoyel actually is to take off the Shem Truma, right? Don't let Truma ruin things, right? If the Chal, right? If you take off a hoyel, you lay kor the Shem, right? That's the first hoyel, right? So you'll take that off. But over here, what you have the problem is that regardless, you can't be paid it, even if it becomes Tomei. Right, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now let's say it wasn't Chal, right? You have Maaseh Sheni, came to Yerushalayim, and it was Nitma, right? So if it was Maaseh Sheni itself, fine, that's Rabbi Elazar's din. It's Tamei, fine, you could be paid. But since this is Lokuach for Maaseh Sheni, this doesn't have the din. This din is that you can't be paid. If you can't be paid, so it's, you don't even have that option. So what do you need to say? You need to say a second Hoyel. What's the second hoyel? Hoyel means that if it would not have been Lokuach and would have been the actual Maaseh Sheni itself, then I could have been paid it. That's a second hoyel. Plating Mara Shiloh, that one hoyel you'll say, but two hoyels could you say? Whereas we want to make it, definitely what we're trying to do over here is that we're trying to keep it included in the category of Nechal Meshavas. Right? And the question over here is that how far off could you, how far off of an option, of a possibility, can you say it's still included in Nechal B'chol Meshavos? One Hoyel, the Gemara says, okay, fine, we'll look at it in that view, with that Hoyel, and it'll still be considered within the category of Nechal B'chol Meshavos. But if you got to say two Hoyels, of them tells something more, that's the Sofik of Reish Lakish, that we say it there also. On that, Zot Gemara, Amar Rav, Mestavra, Shem Maaseh Charu. Zot Gemara, Rav says that even in this case, Shem Maaseh Charu, and Rashi says, the bottom Rashi over here, Mistavr Shem Maaseh Charu, V'chihevchi denofik b'maaseh gufei, the same way you nofik, you yoitze with Maaseh itself, nofik b'chalosoi, hoil v'shem chalo, loy nofik ba'amo m'chlal matzah. Since the Shem Chal, like the Sfarah we were talking before, the Shem Chal itself is not a contradiction to being Yoitzim. And you also, the fact that it's Lokuach, that's not going to take away from you, also be Yoitzim. Lokuach comes from Meiser, and it's not even a Chomer from it. So I'll tell you over very, Bekitzer, what I'm going to talk about over here, just in understanding how this works. Rashi's mevuyer before, that why is it that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lokuach from Maaseh doesn't have opinion? I mean, how is it possible that Lokuach is more chomer? You could be poide, you could take off the kedusha. Generally the way we understand it is things that you can't be poide because the chomer of the kedusha, it holds on. You can't. It's not transferable. You can't take it off. But Meiser, you could. So how could it be that the thing, Kuach from Meiser, has it stronger than Tum? The truth is, the answer is that it's not Machmas or Choymer. On the contrary, it's Machmas or weakness. Because the way Pidyon works is that the way it comes off of there is that this Kedusha grabs hold on to here. And by grabbing hold on to here, that's how it's schlepped off from there. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lokuach from Meiser, it's a weaker Kedusha that it doesn't have the power to be nitfus onto something else. So there's nothing to pull it off. So this din that it has, which seems to be a chumrah that you can't be paid it, you know, it's actuality, it's playing as a chumrah, but it results from its weakness. It results from a klishus. It's therefore like this. If we understand the svar that we discussed last time, that really the question over here is not so much whether it actually could be eaten, but we're really judging the materials over here. So on that, the Gemara is saying the svaris of hoyel, we're looking at it, and these hoyels are allowing us to judge that these materials that we have are really materials which are Necha B'chol Moed Shavuos. And the fact that you actually can't do it is, you know, it happens to be B'mikra. That's how it is. It just happens to come in this case. So what the Gemara is saying, so this is the svar that we discussed last time, as far as, you know, the Chala ruining things, the fact that Chala, once it becomes Tomei, it can't be Nechal. Right, that's the svar that we said before, that the truth is the Chala itself is Nechal B'chol Moed Shavuos. And Ma'aseh Sheni also itself is Nechal B'chol Moed Shavuos. That's what we discussed last time. The fact that it happens in this situation, happens to come out, doesn't change how we look at the etzim ingredients, and they can still consider Nechal B'chol Moed Shavuos. So who had in this svara also? Right, and this is what Rashi says, Le'mach Merinan Minei, the Hezber, the explanation in that, is going to be that being that Lokuach from Ma'aseh Sheni, this that you can't be paid it is not machmas the choymer of its kedusha, it's machmas the weakness itself. So the svara is that as far as categorizing the ingredient of meiser in its strongest form is necha b'chol Moed Shavuos. That's the din of meiser. So therefore, the Gemara is saying a svara that lekoach from meiser, even though actually, Taka doesn't actually have a din opinion, but when you want to know the etzem intrinsic value of it, it can't be considered not Necha B'chol Moed Shavuos, because it can't be any more chomer than the kedusha of the real kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni. So this that it can't be Nechal is also we look at it as something which just happens to be, you know, it's situation wise, but not intrinsically, and therefore the Gemara says that therefore we'll be able to say these hoyles, and we'll look at these ingredients over here as things which are Nechal B'chol Moed Shavuos, and you'll be able to be Yaitzin.
So the Gemara's Maskona, when it says Chad Hoyle, is really that...
The Gemara, Rabbah doesn't really talk in that Nusach, but either this is the explanation of Trey Hoyles, right?
So then it would be allowed?
Yeah, the Gemara, he's definitely coming out that he could, Smutter. That's what Rabbah's saying.
And the reason is because it can't be any worse?
The reason is, so that's really the basis, could be the basis of the Trey Hoyles. Right? This is really a little technical question over here. That is Rava, how do you learn Rava? Is Rava simply saying Trey Hoyle Aminon? Or Rava saying, I got different svara, I don't need Trey Hoyles. Right? Right? But Yim Ashiya, the way Rashi is saying it, Rashi is explained that whatever Rava is based on, it's based on the fact that lokuach can't be any more chomer. That's what we're saying over here. So even though it has halacha which plays out as a chumra, but being that, like we explained, that really what we want to know is the intrinsic value of these things. What are the dinim of these ingredients? So on that thing, we're saying as far as Rashi says that by Ma'aseh Sheni, we can't look at lokuach as being something which is intrinsically not Nechal B'chol Moed Shavuos, because it really comes from, it's we're dealing with Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, that's what we're dealing with over here. So this happens to be, this is like a how do you call it? You know, this is Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, you know, in a different form, and that's why in the actuality comes out such a halacha. But in the intrinsic taich translation, right, a categorization of Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, it's not something which is not Nechem B'chol Moshavos, and therefore it could be. We're looking at this as like an outside thing, that's what we're saying.
And what about the whole svara that it's weaker as it gets transferred?
So that svara doesn't have any bearing on us over here. Right? That's like a side factor. That's similar to that of chala. Right? Chala says that, you know, since it's chala, so if it becomes tummy, now you can't be paid it. But that's a side thing. That's not an indication of the intrinsic value of it. So that's how we want to look at this also. We want to look at the intrinsic value of Ma'aseh Sheni. So when you have a Rik Ma'aseh Sheni, you can't be paid it, that doesn't make us change our view on what the din of Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni is considered Necha B'chol Ma'ashavas. That means that this is, you know, a lomdisha thing. This is a mechanical thing, how you look at it. Right, there's definitely something called an outside Siba, right, that we understand. There's an outside Siba and the intrinsic value of something. Now over here it comes a little more dakastic, right, a little more fine, because we're saying that the din of Ma'aseh Sheni itself, right, of Lekuach, is giving this halacha. But what the Gemara is saying is that we still look at that as an outside factor. Because it's not...
When do you stop that?
Okay.
You could say it about chumutz itself.
That what?
It's only flour and water. I mean, it became chumutz, but intrinsically it's not chumutz.
Okay. So we have to know when we can say that's for it, when not. Okay, this is a, you know, a little darker stick over here. But this is the direction how the Achronim go b'chal to understand over here how this could work. Because if halacha is like we started, if halacha was that, you know, the condition was it has to be able to be eaten. So yeah, you can say, oh, good source, why it could have, it should have, but it's not. So what does that help me, right? So that seems to be the state of this Gemara over here, that we're dining more, what are its intrinsic properties, more than what the actuality of the din is. Okay?
Good.